But I don't know if you're aware, but there's two parts to every mitzvah. That means that every mitzvah has action, but it also has what? It also has kavana. What does kavana mean? Machshava. What does machshava mean? What does machshava mean, girls? What does it mean? Machshava is your thought. That means when you do the mitzvah, sometimes you do things robotically. You know, you get up in the morning, and you go and you open up your sitter and you start davening, and your words just come out. And it's systematic. You programmed your mind already to say a bunch of words. You're not even thinking what you're saying. You're like a robot. And it's just by rote. It's just habitual. But Hashem says, what I want is your kavana. I just want your heart. I want you to serve me, but I want you to serve me out of your heart. I don't want you just to do it like as if you're doing me a favor. I don't want you just to do it because I told you to do it. And you're like, okay, but if God, I'll do you a favor. I'll do the mitzvah. Which is nice. Hashem will give you credit for it. But at the end of the day, you say to yourself, Hashem, but I don't feel so close to you. And you're wondering, I do all the mitzvahs. I don't understand. I thought the mitzvahs are supposed to be the vehicle to getting me closer to Hashem, but I don't feel closer to Hashem. And Hashem says, the reason you don't feel closer to me is because you're not doing the mitzvah right. You're doing the mitzvah, but you're not thinking about the mitzvah when you're doing it. How many times do you come out of the restroom and you say, Asher Yetzar? 5 seconds later, did I say Asher Yetzar? Think about it. How many times did you make a bracha on the food 5 seconds later? Did I make a bracha on this? Because you weren't thinking when you were making the bracha. It was just habitual. You just did it like a robot. Hashem says, what I want is your kavana. I want you to serve me with your heart. I want you to take the apple and think about and appreciate everything that goes into that apple. I want you to appreciate everything that goes into your body. When you make a blessing, and this applies to any mitzvah that you're involved with, tinias. Why am I tinias? Maybe because Hashem loves me? Maybe because Hashem finds me to be a prized possession? Because maybe Hashem looks at me that I'm so special, and therefore something special, you cover it up. That's how you have to look at your... If you have that type of attitude, then you're going to be motivated to do the mitzvot. You're not doing it anymore because you have to do it. You're doing it because you understand Hashem loves you, and He gave this mitzvot out of love, and then you'll feel so much elevated when you do this mitzvot. And as a result, you're going to feel closer to Hashem through doing the mitzvot.